Cheryl Akerson was a CBS News reporter investigating the Obama administration when she discovered last year that two of her computers were repeatedly hacked. After meeting with a confidential source at a McDonald's, he told her he was shocked and flabbergasted by his examination of her computer. A consultant hired by CBS confirmed the hacking. The intruders deleted some files, accessed others, including one on the Benghazi attack. Once, her iMac began wiping out files at hyperspeed before her eyes. Akerson isn't giving interviews until the publication next week of her book, Stonewalled, My Fight for Truth Against the Forces of Obstruction, Intimidation, and Harassment in Obama's Washington. But she talked about the problem last spring.
Numerous independent analysts have confirmed what we had said earlier, the unauthorized intrusions by sophisticated entities of both my work computer and my home. Apple computer, which I consider hugely offensive and problemsome.
Akerson raises suspicions but doesn't charge the government with spying. A Justice Department statement says that, to our knowledge, the Justice Department has never compromised Ms. Atkinson's computers or sought information from her devices. Akerson's reporting on the Fast and Furious gun running scandal won an Emmy, but she says CBS lost interest in the story. Akerson also says she objected when CBS executives withheld an unaired portion of a 60 Minutes interview with the president the day after the Benghazi attack, after Mitt Romney challenged Obama's language in a debate.
Do you believe that this was a terrorist attack?
Well, it's too early to know exactly how this came about, what group was involved, but obviously it was an attack on Americans.
CBS finally posted the exchange online 2 days before the 2012 presidential election. Akerson says in the book, I couldn't get past the fact that upper-level journalists at CBS had been a party to misleading the public. CBS has no comment.